emqhubeni wakhe wokuvula lumhlangano umsekeli kamongameli uChiwenga ubonge amazwe abalisa iBotswana, iEthiopia, iGhana, iIndonesia, iJapan, iKenya, iMalawi, iMozambique, iZambia, iSouth Africa, iTanzania, iGermany, iNamibia, iMalaysia, iIndia, iChina, iCyprus, iGhana, leUAE ngokuza embukisweni walonyaka owaZITF kanye lokuphatheka emhlanganweni wabosomabhizimusi. UChiwenga uthi iZimbabwe iyamukela wonke amazwe afisa ukuzosungula amabhizimusi njalo lalabo abafuna ukutshala imali bakhululekile ukwenza njalo ngoba ezamabhizimusi elizweni zisobala. Usole kakhulu imisebenzi yenkohlakalo kanye lokuswelakala kwemali ezweni ethi kodwa loba kunjalo asekhona amazwe aseveze isifiso sokusungula amabhizimusi ezweni. Ilunga leboard ebona ngezentuthuko yenotho eSpecial Economic Zones umnumzana Busisa Sibanda ongumqondisi njalo wenkampani yeZimbabwe United Refineries ucele ukuba amankampani azimeleyo lohulumende bahlangane ngemva kwenyanga ezintathu sikhathi sonke ukuze kube lokusebenza okulempucuko okuyisicelo esamukelwe nguChiwenga ethi ngumbono omuhle akuhle kuqale.
Yes, sivumelene ukuthi sizabe sikhulumisana uhulumende labo soma business ukuthi sihlale phansi sihluze indaba yeZimbabwe lentuthuko uhulumende ukuthi uyenza ufaka imithetho enjani thina la uhulumende esikhangela sicwayisa esicebisa ukuthi sisebenza kanjani ukuthi kube lentuthuko ilizwe libe lelokhu liqhela lisiya phambili njengalokhu sesithi iZimbabwe entsha sisebenza kakutsha Zimbabwe is open for business. So kumele sihlale phansi eSouth Africa bayakwenza. Lapha sikhangele sijonge ama economic ministries, Ministry of Industry, Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Labor, Ministry of Water and Energy, Ministry of Tourism, ama ministries anjalo, Ministry of SMEs, Small to Medium Enterprises. Sihlale phansi labo sikhulumisana ngokuthi sisebenza njani. Labo bazabe besikhombisa lapho ukuthi ayilapha ukuthi sibe lenjongo efananayo, silande the same goals.
Umoyo uthi uhlelo lweSpecial Economic Zones luqhubekela phambili kuhle njalo zikhona indawo asebekhangelele ukuziguqula ezweni zibe ngamabhizimusi athuthukisa isigaba ngemvelo abalayo.
Yes, siyaqhubekela phambili ngama Special Economic Zones, iport sikhona njalo sesilungisa ukuthi sithathe ezinye indawo sizenze ukuthi zibe ngama Special Economic Zones.
Omunye usomabhizimusi wakobulawayo unkosikazi Shila Sidambe ongene lumhlangano uveze ukujabulela umhlangano walonyaka wamabhizimusi esithi kukhona asebekutholile njengabo somabhizimusi besifazana.
Njengabo mama kunengi esekutholileyo lapho. Besibuza simile ukuthi kanti lathi ku new dispensation lay singaba involved njani, but hayi ukucacile ukuthi even kuma special economic zones lathi singabo mama silalilungilo siyakulakho lathi ukuthi sibe involved silakho lathi ukuthi sithole imisebenzi njengabo mama labantwa bethu futhi thina nje siyabe si ikakhulu sikhala ngabantwa bethu ukuthi hayi engavuleka ama special economic zones lawa asimsebenze zaba khona labantwana bazathola imisebenzi.
Umbukiso weZITF walonyaka uqale izolo mhlaka 24 usiyagqitshwa ngomgqibelo mhlaka 28 Mabasa. Kusukela izolo kusiyafika ngolwesine zinsuku zamabhizimusi uZulu uyabe engakavunyelwa ukungena. UZulu uzangena embukisweni ngolwesihlanu langomgqibelo mhlaka 27 kusiya mhlaka 28. Umbukiso walonyaka uqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Sustainable Industrial Development Inclusive Competitive Collaborative. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nguye okhangelelwe ukuvula okusemthethweni umbukiso walonyaka owezITF ngolwesihlanu ngemva kwemini enkulu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.